Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of March, and I'm recording at 9:39 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, stock markets, a little bit weary here, not surprising given that 5-6 week rally, that very strong move that we saw to the upside, driven, I suspect, mostly by short covering. Evidently, there were massive shorts, and the bearish sentiment that we had in the first half of February would certainly confirm that. And then also, though we've no doubt seen some repurchasing more recently, but it's looking, these rallies are looking a bit tired. Now, here's a quick rundown. Starting in the Asia-Pacific region, Japan a little bit lower, Nikkei giving up almost 0.5%. China A shares were steady, up 0.33%. The Hong Kong indices were slightly lower, down about 0.33%. Then we had modest declines in Taiwan, South Korea, Australia, up to 0.5%. Resilient India was slightly firmer, and Thailand had a pretty good day, up over 1%, and that's about it in that Asia Pacific region. Now, if I just look here and get my screens lined up, in the European markets, a mixed picture. And some of these markets, well, let's say they paused. Germany's actually a little bit steadier here, and holding a bit above that 10,000 level, but it hasn't confirmed that it's broken through the psychological resistance in this region yet. It's at 10,022. Switzerland was the main gainer, up just over 0.5%. Looks like the main decliners were Italy, and also Sweden. UK up 0.1%. Now, the USA, well, it's not a big decline, but it's certainly losing momentum. And we have the Dow down just over, just under 0.5%. The S&P 500 down 0.2%. And the NASDAQ Composite down 1.1% overall. So some of the more speculative issues being hit a little more heavily overall. Brazil's big decliner down over 2.5% here. Canada not doing too well, down 0.8%. Now, just to repeat this key point here, we had such a good rally overall, but markets, most markets are now bogged down in overhead resistance. Now, a few have broken clear. New Zealand's a classic example, as a few of the Eastern European indices as well. But many others are likely to get that sort of ranging setback that I don't think will go down and test the lows, or I'd be surprised to see that, I put it that way. But equally, I'd be surprised to see decisive breakouts to the upside by many more markets. I just think we're going to be stuck in this range here for a while. That's far from a disaster, but it's not an ideal situation either. And I'd be a little cautious here at these levels given the short-term overbought conditions. Now, government bonds, those yields in the U.S. 10-year treasuries have come down a little bit in here, reflecting a bit of a flight to safety. 1.8 0.878%. And the VIX is edging up again, and that's up to 14.94. Looking elsewhere, the main, first to pick up the dollar is steady here overall. Fed officials have been talking, or a few, couple of them, I think, have called for a rate hike next month in April. And that has maybe caused a little bit of concern overall. My own view is that that would be somewhat premature here, but it's understandable, given the stock market rally, that the Fed would feel that they could go ahead and raise rates. But, well, you know, depends how much we pull back from the recent highs in here. And that would certainly, I think, be a factor in the Fed's strength, as would be the strengthening of the dollar index, which is back above 96. It's at 96.057. Among other currencies, the Indian rupee was actually a little bit firmer in here today against the dollar. Whereas the Chinese renminbi weakened, I think, for the third straight day in a row. It had rallied. It had rallied earlier on, but it's losing some of those gains now. And the euro dipped down to 1.1183. Sterling is soft here at 1.4118. The Australian dollar has come off its recent high. It's 0.7533. And the, let's find the yen here. It's been holding, it's quite quiet here, and holding at this 112.37 level. Not much change there in the last few days. Big change in the precious metals in here today. They got clobbered. Palladium down $22.50 to $5.83. Silver fell 61, over 61 cents. That's down to $15.27. And platinum fell a big $36 to nearly $961. And gold fell sharply, over $24, nearly $25, down to $1,224. So what actually happened there? I was confessed to being a bit surprised by the severity of today's reaction. But if you look at the charts, although the patterns of the rallies were encouraging, you look at the charts and there is prior resistance at these levels for the precious metals. That may well have been a factor, but also I think it's just kind of a overall nervous market environment. We did have short-term overbought conditions overall, but as I say, the patterns were steady-ish, but that hasn't helped. I think some downside follow-through by tomorrow's close would be a little bit worrying for holders of precious metals over the medium term, although I would be astonished if we got back and tested the lows. And steadier action tomorrow would be a positive sign. A lot of uncertainty, that's clear. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you. Oh, I should just mention very quickly, Owen's on holiday here right now. I will be posting another audio tomorrow, Thursday, and also my written comment of the day. On Friday, though, Good Friday is a holiday here in the UK, and if you don't mind, I'll be taking that off. All the very best.